Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the saga of the state budget finally wrapped up this week. The governor has signed all the final papers, and I understand that public education was a big winner in this particular budget.
Yes, public education remains a very high priority in the state budget, and it has actually provided a record $10.5 billion in state funds for kindergarten through 12th grade education for the 500 school districts across the Commonwealth, the largest state investment in public education in history. This year's investment is even higher than years when state tax dollars were supplemented with temporary federal stimulus funds, $500 million more than the combined total in the 2010-11 fiscal year, and $1.5 billion more when just looking at state tax dollars. The House of Representatives also continues to look for ways to ensure that our education system is spending efficiently. This often means reducing bureaucratic red tape and allowing local governments to make the best decisions for their schools. With that in mind, the education funding in the budget included a $200 million Ready to Learn block grant that provides flexible funding to schools to direct toward their specific priorities, again, leaving it up to the school districts to make those priorities and matching their needs with spending. And the House of Representatives also is working to address a backlog of school construction project reimbursements through a program known as PlanCon. The budget includes a $10 million increase for PlanCon projects, bringing the total appropriation to $306 million. And in a budget-related bill, the General Assembly also calls on the Department of Public Education to distribute available construction reimbursement funding to more school districts by bumping down those districts that have approved projects but have failed to submit final documentation for payment. This could free up as much as $70 million in additional funding. That measure is on the governor's desk awaiting his signature. And all in all, between health and human services and public education funding, it consists of two-thirds of the entire state budget, or over $22 billion. And when you include state correction prison funding, another $2 billion, that basically brings our state budget up to 80% of the entire spend numbers. So all in all, education fares the best it's been ever in the history of Pennsylvania, and we're glad to support that in this year's budget.
And there's an important date coming up that deer hunters need to be aware of. What's going on here?
Yes, indeed. In fact, I mailed my DOE application in the post office this morning. The DOE licenses across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania go on sale Monday. But obviously, our listeners, if they have not submitted and filed their DOE application for hunting season this year, they really need to go and do that as soon as possible. There's a limited amount of allocations for DOE licenses across the Commonwealth, and once they're sold out, there will be none available. So encourage our sportsmen to go out and make sure they have their DOE license filed, and so that they have every opportunity to be able to continue the great tradition that's part of our heritage and culture here in Pennsylvania.
And I understand you took part in a pretty rare event in Tioga County recently that had to do with the swearing in of a public official.
Yes, I just finished a couple-hour ceremony at the Tioga County Courthouse in Wellsboro. We have a new judge now. I was invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of former district attorney, now new judge, George Wheeler, who was appointed to fill the vacancy under the resignation of Judge Bob Dalton, who vacated the position of judge in Tioga County in January. And today, Judge Dalton helped to swear in the new judge, George Wheeler, a young man, 43 years old, has a lovely wife and two young children. And he has a lot of courtroom experience, having served for many, many years as a district attorney in Tioga County, serving our area with distinction. So looking forward to seeing a new judge here administering fair-minded justice throughout Tioga County.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.